A young man was visiting from Canada, and he had a bodysuit on, flesh-colored bodysuit. The only flesh he had was in his hands and his face. He had been burned over 90% of his body. He'd been one of 12 men on a oil rig in Canada when it caught fire. Now, just 2 weeks prior to this, he had joined this oil team, and he was on this rig. And when they go back after all day work, they went back to the bunkhouse, and he was mocked and ridiculed because he's a good, strong Christian. He really loved the Lord. And he was particularly harassed by a young man on the job who just night and day said, "I don't want to hear any of this Jesus garbage. I don't want to hear anything you have to say about it." And he was the kind of one that boasted, "Well, when I die, just before I die, I'll get right with God." And folks, this is why this message has to be preached. Some people have the idea, well, even if there is a hell, at the last moment, somehow, I'll cry out to God. He'll have mercy and He'll save me. The mockery went on for 2 weeks. This young man made up his mind the next day to quit. He said, "I can't handle this mockery anymore. About to leave." But just that night before he was to quit, there was an explosion on the oil rig. I think there were three who were killed instantly, and the rest were burned, different parts. This boy was burned 90% of his body, and he heard the screaming and the flesh burning, and himself, but he saw this young man who had mocked him so much, and he saw him on fire, and he pulled him away from the blaze, and he was nothing, honestly, charcoal, he said, his hands frozen up. He had nothing left but his eyeballs. His ears were gone, his nose was gone, everything was gone. Did he cry out to God? He said, "Well, listen, I'll tell you why your message so stirred me tonight. And why I, out of all the times, I had to be here this night. And that's why I don't understand who God sent here to hear this tonight." But you know what his last words were? He didn't say, "Forgive me for mocking you." He didn't say one thing. He knows he's about to die. You know what he said? "Do I still have a nose?" He was worried about his nose. He couldn't breathe. Instantly died. This young man burned over 90% of his body. He said, "Brother David says, they gave me morphine. They gave me every kind of drugs. And for 3 months, I was in hell. I tasted, I could feel it. And God made it real to me." He said, "I know there's a hell. I know there's a hell. Nobody can tell me any different." The greatest torment in hell is going to be the cross of Jesus Christ. Because it's an offense. Here, now, in time, can you imagine the offense it will be in hell when the whole story is told? When they, in eternity, standing before the judgment, learn how simple the cross was, how simple grace was, and all the good deeds and charitable works and self-will created a sense of false security? The Jews will say, "I kept 613 commandments. I went to synagogue. I washed my hands. I washed my pots. I washed my pans. I studied the Torah. I studied it all." And then to have this revelation that Jesus said, "Just look and live." It was so simple. Millions of Iranian young people, almost 2 million of them, that listened to the promises of the Ayatollah Khomeini, who said, "If you'll pray five times, if you will rush in against the Iraqis, I guarantee you paradise." They were told that they'll have all the liquor they can drink and all the beautiful women all through eternity. And those 15, 16-year-olds died by the hundreds of thousands. Can you imagine when they wake up in hell? When they wake up and learn the truth of the cross of Jesus Christ that was offered so simply and so freely, they will curse God. You made it too easy. It was too simple. I was tricked. You made it too easy. It was too simple. I was tricked.